Saturday, correctly pick two games and receive $20 in Royal Free Play valid the following Sunday. Plus, you'll be entered to win $1,000 in Royal Free Play in the weekly drawing on Sundays at 4:30. Touchdown to Cash is back, so get into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies' mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies Wings and Things hot sauce, Cookies Premium salsa, or Flavor Enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings. Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the monkeys doing it.
Oh yeah, monkeys doing it. That's a good sight.
We're about to get in his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 30th. Sadly, we leave the month of November today. That's it. Tomorrow, December 1st, welcome to the November 30th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. 20 years on this show. 20 years. We will applaud that when we come back. It deserves a round of applause. Save for the end. Dom DeLuise. Dom DeLuise used to do a bit, and if the audience would applaud, he'd go, no, save for the end. Dom DeLuise. We'll talk about American Equity Mortgage, and we're going to hope like Bill Clinton, too. After.
Whoa.
Hey!
What the heck? What happened?
The boys kind
of. After this round of introductions, the man responsible for that screw up is our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor on a regular basis,
maybe you need a hearing aid.
You need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every quarter.
Clients?
Clients every quarter.
Every quarter.
I called Mark and Jason today.
Because you're a client.
Further phone number of more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Hey, how's it going?
Going great, Frank. Hi, everyone.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
Hebe, how you doing?
He just came back. He was down at Hackett Security. They bring him in for seminars. That's how good Hebe is. The seminar for Hackett. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And Red Boy has been in a horrible mood all week because at the last minute they scrapped. What kind of float did you have?
Cheese.
I had a cheese float for the Macy's Thanksgiving game.
Oh.
It canceled him at the last minute. Boy, is he mad. He worked hard on that thing, too. I saw it. It was unbelievable.
I heard it got shredded.
I'm sorry.
It was shredded by the wind. Get it? Shredded?
Shredded.
Cheese. Yeah.
Shredded by the wind. That's a good one. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Hey, wait till I get, after I tell you about American Equity. You're the guy that called me about the texting and how to disable the suggested words when it puts a word in?
Yes.
I was messing with my phone during the break. I stumbled. Did you ever find something in your phone and the whole time you've been able to do it and you didn't know it? This happened to me last week and it just happened again. What did I tell you about this? It's so great because I would never. You get so far into the menu and you get scared because there are things in there. Ooh, do I touch that? Do I hit that? Do I say reset or yes? Or and so you just back off. Well, I got into it and I found some great stuff in here. If you have an iPhone, especially. I think you'll appreciate what I'm about to share with you. But first, a round of applause for 20 years on the air with us, American Equity Mortgage.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. 20 years. 20 years. That's virtually unheard of to keep an advertiser that long in this business. Advertisers come and go. Sometimes they leave for good reason. Usually they leave because, well, in this, you leave this show, it's a mistake. And you realize that later. American Equity has stayed the course. They've been with us through this whole 20 years, and we've been with them. And we've pretty much had the same message for 20 years, and that is, if you're a homeowner, you have a tremendous borrowing clout and power in the equity in your house. And if you're not a homeowner, then you need to get with American Equity and let them help make it possible to get you that home so you can have that borrowing power. And then with that power comes the ability to borrow money to get rid of bad debt. Debt with interest rates so high it should be illegal. Credit card debt that they don't want you to ever get out of. They want you to be paying for the next 20, 25 years. You don't have to do that. You don't have to make minimum payments. It's called bill consolidation. American Equity pays off all your credit cards, then you pay them back. Probably going to become part of your house payment, which means the interest is more than likely going to be deductible. It's a win-win for everybody. There's also bill consolidation loan, and there's also home equity loan. Kind of the same thing. Use the equity to borrow money, but now you're not using it to pay off your credit card. You're going to use it to buy that car. Clear title, paid off, no payments. Use it to pay for a trip, wedding, college, whatever. Talk to them. They know what they're doing. They've been doing this a long time. A lot of people copy American Equity Mortgage. There's only going to be one company answer the phone when you call this number, 314-878-9999, and that's American Equity Mortgage. Yeah, we didn't forget it. We didn't forget it. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And now, here's Bill. Oh, 314-652-3456. Almost forgot. Here's Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, hey. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm good. How's everybody doing today?
Let me check. Good.
All right. Well, Life and Style magazine reports Chris Humphries may sue soon-to-be ex-wife Kim Kardashian for $10 million.
All right.
Yeah, they say Kim could end up so broke she may have to get married again.
Oh.
Like it.
A lot of dough. You see, this story is kind of interesting. Restaurants around the world plan to use DNA testing to prove customers are getting premium seafood. And to prove your lobster wasn't fathered by Justin Bieber. DNA testing.
Yeah.
On the food?
Yeah.
On seafood, yes.
Really?
To prove that it's premium seafood, yes.
Huh.
True story. Look it up. You think I make this stuff up?
That's enlightening.
No, not good. That.
Sports news. The Jacksonville Jaguars have reportedly been sold. The press release says the team will remain at a long-standing location at its own 20-yard line.
Oh. Wow.
Not a good team.
Yeah.
And finally, this afternoon. Although I think they have one more win than our beloved Rams. Michael Jackson's doctor was sentenced yesterday. Poor guy. Yeah, pretty stiff sentence. He was ordered to spend 4 years in prison, was ordered to pay restitution to the family, was ordered to put current magazines in his waiting room.
Oh, man, that's a tall order.
Doctor's office. Bill Cleveland's side was brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
Hey, they can't all be home runs. Come on.
No.
It's life. So this guy calls earlier on the show, and I was talking about when you text, it suggests a word. Like, I'm typing cooperative, and the word cooperation will come up. I don't want cooperation. I want cooperative. So you have to X out the word it's suggesting. Well, remember the guy told me to go into settings and hit reset. And then go to reset keyboard. I just got an email from Reno. Thank you so much, Reno. She says, I heard the caller, or he. Is Reno, would that be a guy?
I don't know.
I'm thinking it is.
I think it is. He says, what you're doing is all you're doing is erasing the words you have added to the dictionary. In other words, it knows words in the dictionary that it brings up as suggestions, and it knows words I have used before. He says, what you're looking for is to disable autocorrect.
Yeah.
You're right. He says, all you have to do is type settings and go to general and then keyboard, and I did that. And not only did I disable the autocorrect, and I never have those words pop up again, but while I'm in it, let me just read this to you. I get in there, and I get to a keyboard, and I realize I had never known this. When I get up in the morning, if I have a text, I can't read it. My vision is so horrible in the morning that I would need like three pairs of reading glasses. I had no idea that I could blow the text font size up this big. Under the keyboard, it says, boom, 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 boom. Hang on. It comes to like, something like font.
It says boom, 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 boom.
Hold on. Keyboard. Autocorrect check spelling. I turned off, I left on check spelling. I turned off autocorrect. Auto capitalization. Auto cap locks. And then it gives you all these font sizes, so I click on one, 32. Boom! These giant black letters came up. I've never been able to see messages on my phone. So I went back and pulled a couple of old texts up. My goodness, I could see them from a mile away. It's unbelievable. So, you know, dig into, if you got a phone, and I told you the other day, I never knew that I had, I knew I had it, but I didn't know how to do it. It's a simple, it's the home button. It's the button at the bottom of the front of the center of the screen. Hold it down for about 2 seconds, and the word, like voice command, pops up on the screen, and I go, call peon. I've had this thing, or a variation of it, for 4 years. Never knew how to do that, and accidentally figured it out. So there's stuff in there that you don't even know you have. Play around and discover new stuff. Thank you, Reno, so much. I'm so glad you emailed me, because now I can see the text messages. I'm going to ask all of you this question, and I'll bet you can't answer this. I have a weird mind. This morning I had bacon. I love bacon. And for some reason, I got to thinking, what is the difference between bacon and pork and ham? If they're all the same, why aren't they all called the same thing? There must be a reason bacon is called bacon, pork is pork, and ham is ham. Do you know what it is?
It's different cuts.
Idea?
I know
different
bacon is from the pork belly, right? Isn't it?
You're very good. That's very good. That's very close.
And ham is probably a different cut on the pig, and like pork steaks are different.
Hang on, I just had it and I've lost it. There are three. The bacon is basically pork belly. It's a lot of fat in it. And ham is the pig's leg. And pork is a leaner part of not the belly fat, but the rest of the meat. So it's all about degrees of fat. They are, in fact, three different things. But I never knew what the difference was. When they say pork, like pulled pork, that's pig leg is basically what you're eating. So, there you go. I went to a movie last night. Tina, did you see The Descendants with George Clooney?
Not yet.
Okay. Nobody has seen it?
No.
No.
All right. Correct me if I'm wrong. Rave reviews. Didn't Mike Evans say Oscar nominee without a doubt?
Yes. And
this
Dawn.
Thing is looking, and Dawn Meadows Dixon said the same thing.
She said it was close to, she almost gave it a 4.
I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I saw The Descendants last night. It wasn't just me. My wife was there with me. When it was over, we looked at each other with that same... Didn't have to say anything. The look was, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I cannot believe this movie is getting these... This is the slowest... This thing is so slow. And George Clooney's acting is nothing. It's George Clooney being George Clooney. I'm baffled. I'm blown away.
Yeah, I just read last night online. Everybody thought he was going to be awarded with a lot of things, but Brad Pitt's kind of taken over with Moneyball and Tree of Life.
Well, Moneyball is a far better movie.
And George is kind of just totally out of it. I don't think he's been nominated for anything.
Well, that was like Tina with the J. Edgar.
Because Don loved that.
You hated
too.
It. And Beau Bridges is in this thing for a total of 8 minutes or something. I mean, he's hardly in it at all. It's the slowest. It's an art film. If it weren't being released now in, you know, mainstream theaters, I would watch it and go, well, there's no doubt, that's an art film.
And that's where it started for the first couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, except for two, you know.
It's not horrible, but it's nowhere near a four. It's a 2.5, maybe, ARDs. Descendants, go at your own risk, folks. It's not a horrible movie. I don't think you'll feel like you threw your money away, but this hype about how great this is. And then while I'm there, they show the previews for this movie called The Artist, this silent film.
Uh-huh.
I sat there and thought, I can barely stand to make it through the previews for this thing.
Oh, I know.
There's no sound.
It did not look good at all.
And it's getting
to me.
All kinds of award nominations.
How can that be a good idea? We live in 2011. Not only do we have sound, we got 3D pictures, we've got digital Dolby, it's around. I don't want to sit there for a silent movie. I can't even imagine that thing's worth going to. But hey, what do I know? They say it's looking at all kinds of nominations for Academy Awards, too. I've got to thinking about this today, too. You know, you guys know especially what we're in for in just a very short time, and it's going to go until it drives us insane. Get ready. We are working our way toward the bombardment of these campaign commercials. 2012. You forget how irritating they are. Wait about 3 or 4 months until every other commercial we're running, paid for by, and I approve this message. And it's all these races that are being run, and all the candidates, get ready. Can't complain. Puts a lot of money into radio and TV stations when these people buy commercials for these campaigns, but it's coming.
Thank goodness I don't watch hardly any commercials.
You mean, thank goodness I watch hardly any commercials. I don't watch hardly any is a double negative. Idiot.
I don't watch hardly.
I hardly watch any commercials.
I hardly watch. Okay.
I never watch commercials.
That too.
There, just go that way. I never watch commercials. You know what they're doing away with in schools? This is pretty sad. Lockers. I mean, how can you go to high school and not have a metal locker?
I don't have any idea.
Well, you probably don't even have books anymore.
No, that's part of it. It's all being condensed down into electronic form. And you don't have the crap to store in your lockers, so they're doing away with lockers.
Wow.
I think that's a shame. Man, the slamming of a locker door.
Yeah.
That's the sound of high school. It is.
Right. Yeah.
It's what high school sounds like.
And that's my recurring bad dream, that I can't find my locker and I can't remember the
I have that
the
same
locker
combination. No, I have the same dream.
I have the one where I can't find the classroom. I don't know where I'm going next.
I had that too.
I couldn't find the school.
I have the locker deal where I have to ask somebody, do you remember what my locker number was?
Right.
Because I don't know, and I'm running around down the halls, and I'm looking at lockers. I don't know which is mine. I have that same dream. This means we're meant to be together or something.
Meant to be.
But no, lockers are on the way out, and I don't know. I hear, when I think back to high school, I hear two sounds, that irritating, obnoxious bell, that loud bell that rang at the top of each hour. It meant, you know, time for class to start. And the locker just
now they have different sounds. It's like buzzers, they have beeps, all this weird stuff for the bell.
And your
now.
Locker was like your apartment or something. It was your I mean, man, you go to your locker and your stuff is in there. Your
pictures,
treats, and pictures. And
if you had it open and one of the principals came by and they looked in and they went, whoa, wait a minute, you need to clean that thing out, clean that up.
Yeah, I never had that happen. Mine wasn't all
chunked
up. Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill. Peon, you know who this is, comedian?
Yes.
I watched the Charlie Sheen roast, but I don't remember this guy. Is he black guy, white guy? Who's
black, black guy.
Was he funny?
Yes.
He's dead.
Yes.
41. I wasn't real familiar. You know what I did do two nights ago? For the first time, I watched Conan on, was it TBS?
TBS,
or
right.
Oh.
You can tell he's not happy. I mean, you can just tell. He just looks like, I just want to get my contractual obligation fulfilled and get this over with. It's not the same being on TBS. And Amy Winehouse, there's a black dress that has been auctioned off. It's a polka dot chiffon dress that she wore on the cover of her Grammy-winning back-to-back album. And somebody paid $67,100 for her. her dress.
Wow.
For those who don't know, she drank herself to death. The coroner's report, cause of death, was literally excessive consumption of alcohol. She drank herself to death. Amy Winehouse. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A fantastic old, old joke about two little boys, Timmy and Jimmy. They are twin brothers, and they're 12. It's their 12th birthday, and they're down in the woods behind the house playing, and Timmy says to Jimmy, he says, Jimmy, we're 12 today. He says, yeah, I know. He says, you ever cuss? He goes, oh, I don't cuss. Mom and Dad, they don't. He says, I know, but we're 12 now. We're old enough to cuss. Let's start cussing. He says, well, how do you cuss? He said, well, I don't know. Why don't you pick a cuss word, and I'll pick a cuss word, and we'll start there. We'll use those words. And Timmy says, well, I'll take hell. And Jimmy says, all right, I'll take damn. And we'll start cussing tomorrow morning. So they come into the kitchen for breakfast. Their parents are sitting there. And their mom looks at him and says, what do you boys want for breakfast? And Timmy says, what the hell, I'll have a waffle. And his dad says, what did you say? What did you just say to your mother? He said, I said, what the hell, I'll have a waffle. His dad gets up out of his chair, backhands Timmy, knocks him out of his chair against the wall, looks down at him and says, young man, no phone for a month, no internet access for a month, no video games for 1 month. And he looks at Jimmy. He says, Jimmy, what about you? What are you going to have for breakfast? He says, well, I'm not going to ask for a waffle. That's for damn sure.
With another look at the rose, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. So what's going on, Frank?
Well, we got a couple crashes now, Tina. 44 westbound on the right shoulders for 270. Also one reported, we just flew over, actually, southbound Big Bend at Shrewsbury. That has you backed up at Manchester Road. Slow going also southbound 255. I'm sorry, southbound Telegraph from 255 to Baumgartner. 40 westbound heavy. Headed out of the city, Grand out to McCausland, then again Clayton Morrison out to Mason and Boone's crossing out to Boone Bridge. 170 southbound, you're on the brakes north of Page down to Highway 40. 170 northbound, slow going now between 70 and 270. 270 southbound, heavy between Dorset and Ladue, then stop and go, very heavy between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. 70 westbound is heavy as we fly by the airport here. Looks like still pretty heavy between 170 and Cypress. Then again, the Blanchett Bridge out to T.R. Hughes. Heavy as well, eastbound on 70 Grand out to St. Louis Avenue. 40 eastbound, slow going, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound on 55, slow from that Park Avenue exit. This update brought to you by Best Buy. Find great prices on Garmin, Magellan, and TomTom portable GPS systems. Shop our huge selection at your local Best Buy store or online at BestBuy.com, and we'll ship it free every day during the holidays. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. This Friday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Demons of Northwestern State University. And you can catch all the action right here. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the Northwestern State University Demons this Friday on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Quiet, everybody, quiet. We at Duluth Trading have got to come up with a way to solve the plumber's butt problem. It's rampant, not to mention revolting. No bad ideas. Fleener?
Get them to stop stooping over.
Bad idea.
Make the plumbing higher.
Against code.
Make the back of their pants higher.
Sounds mom jean-ish.
I know. A t-shirt with an arrow and the words, "My sideways smile is only for you."
Oh, for crying out loud.
A Davy Crockett hat with extensions.
Too expensive.
Butt putty.
Yeah.
Flesh-colored duct tape.
Now we're rolling.
Wait, we could partner with a plastic surgeon, and he
If you're suggesting sewing up their butts, you're fired.
Just the top 3 inches, sir.
You're fired.
How about a t-shirt with 3 extra inches? You know, so it stays tucked in?
Genius! Better than that sewing up the butt idea, huh? Are you still here?
No, I'm not.
Good!
The long tail tee from Duluth Trading. Stays tucked in.
plumber's butt fixed. Get yours at one place, DuluthTrading.com, or we could sing it for you.
DuluthTrading.com.
Addiction. It can ruin a family, and frequent relapses can be absolutely devastating. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for my friends at Assisted Recovery Centers of America. ARCA owner Percy Menzies gave up a lucrative professional career to follow his life's calling. Why? Because he knew he could change and, in some cases, save lives of people addicted to drugs and alcohol. ARCA has two St. Louis area locations, one in South City and the other one in West County. Learn how they combine non-addictive anti-craving medications with customized outpatient counseling to achieve amazing results. ARCA allows patients to become engaged in their recovery without ruining their personal or professional lives. Help your friend or your family member now by calling ARCA Recovery Centers of St. Louis at 314-645-6840. You can help save a life by calling ARCA at 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com. They need help. You know where to find it. ArcaMidwest.com.
Put a little pop into your holiday season.
Get set for the most snacktastic grand opening in town.
St. Louis Popcorn Company. Located at 13th and Washington in the heart of downtown.
And online at stlpopcorn.com.
Stop in or log on today and discover the ultimate grand opening special.
For a limited time only, you can order a 1 gallon single flavored holiday gift tin for only $25.
10 scrumptious flavors to choose from.
Including gourmet classics like caramel, cheese, and Chicago mix.
Not to mention a variety of mouthwatering new recipes like vanilla curry caramel, caramel with nuts, and the amazing chocolate Vicks.
Hurry, log on to stlpopcorn.com, browse through the delicious options, and then pre-order the perfect holiday gift for your friends, family, clients, and coworkers.
Or stop in at 1300 Washington Avenue in the city. Sample the flavors and place your order right there on the spot.
St. Louis Popcorn Company and stlpopcorn.com.
Popping fresh gourmet flavors daily.
Oh, this is so good. Can I have some more?
These are difficult times, and you need the St. Louis Home Retention Group. As you know, President Obama just the other day talked about a new federal program to help you save your home or help you get out of that high-stress position that you're in because of your mortgage. It's nobody's fault. It's everybody's concern. And you can get the help you need from the people at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now. Go to the website, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, or simply call them direct at 636-527-5121. For the past 3 years, the Better Business Bureau has rated the St. Louis Home Retention Group with an A. And that means they're getting it done. They're doing a great job, and they actually care about what happens. They'll help you wade through the loan modification stuff that they do so well that can be so confusing for everybody else. Trust the St. Louis Home Retention Group to help you get the most out of whatever federal programs are available and help you save your home right now or at least modify the debt you're under. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Call them, 636-527-5121.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUDIT.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
I found my sheet that I misplaced about ham and bacon and pork. Here's the other difference between ham and pork. Ham is not only the leg of the pig, it's been preserved through curing like salt and sugar. Pork is not preserved. There's no salt and sugar. And you ever go to, like, Google something, and it brings up a list of other people's questions that are similar?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this. Somebody had typed in on the same forum, what is the difference between ham and turkey? And the answer is ham is from a pig, and turkey is from a turkey. Oh, my goodness. I knew that. It is time to check in with Mike Evans in Southern California, and that is made possible by Thompson Price. We're going to talk more in a little bit about Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, and home. For now, let's give you their website, thompsonprice.com, and a reminder about those squeegees at the front desk. Save a lot of money on those because you're AM and the PM. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
Evening.
How's it going, Homer?
Hey, everything is going great. We start off with a pop quiz question. What does Obama mean in Japanese? Big bully, little beach, or bad dog? Some people think it means one term, but that's not really the...
See, I wouldn't say that.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Obama, Japanese, big bully, little beach, bad dog. Love Nugget Demi Moore. Yeah. Her daughters, Rumor, Tallulah, Scout, all loved Ashton Kutcher, even called him Dad. Not anymore. They hate Ashton Kutcher, and they don't appreciate what he did to their mother. They don't even talk to him anymore.
Is it true?
Although estranged, Lindsay Lohan has asked the judge if she would be allowed to go back east for an undisclosed amount of time to see her father if his health continues to deteriorate. Michael Lohan is currently in a hospital, supposed to have open-heart surgery next week. TV reviews, I got a couple of them. Smash is a new show coming to NBC, a musical comedy, little drama as well, from the producers of Chicago and Hairspray. The executive producer is Steven Spielberg, and it stars former American Idol Catherine McPhee.
Ooh, yeah. She's a great singer. Great singer, too.
It's about the casting of a Broadway play, and what I've seen of it, this thing is 4 stars. It's going to be a huge hit. It will debut on NBC Sunday, Super Bowl night. Mm-hmm. On December 5th, A&E airs the Long Island Serial Killer. This is a true story, a documentary about a madman that has killed at least 10 women over the past 5 years and left their bodies scattered on Long Island, New York beaches. This guy's still out there. They're hoping that maybe this documentary will maybe help capture the guy. Odds and Ends, Jim Parsons has won Emmys for Big Bang Theory. Now, Jim Parsons' next big gig will be on Broadway, starring in Harvey, about the invisible rabbit made famous 50 years ago in a movie starring Jebby Stewart. Merry Christmas, everybody.
What was that? You've made a huge mistake, because now the challenge has been thrown down for Dan Strauss to give you his Jimmy Stewart and It's a Wonderful Life. Go ahead, Dan.
Zuzu's pedals. There they are. Merry Christmas, you beautiful building alone, you.
Oh, man.
Hard to compete with.
I can't even compete with that.
Yeah, that's tough to go up against.
No, it really is. But just think about this. How hard is it for me to even work that into a report?
I know. That was awesome.
Yeah. Good job, by the way, homie.
I've never seen Harvey. Is it good?
Oh, it's great. It's fabulous.
Okay. Has that Jim Parsons ever come out as...
Yes. He's gay.
I like his brother's band, Alan.
Why do I know? Am I supposed to know
he's
who this
on the
guy
Big
is?
Bang Theory, the nerdy, the real nerdy
yeah,
guy.
That's why I tried to watch that. I can't watch that thing.
Oh, it's a great show.
Yeah, it
is absolutely great. It's the number one syndicated show in America. It is fabulous. You got to watch it 2 or 3 times. I mean, it's just, it's geeks at their best. They're just geeks to the max.
I tuned in the other night, and they were sitting in front of a TV, and honest to goodness, we couldn't figure out what they were even doing or talking about, and I guess you can't take a little chunk like that.
They're geeks. They're nerds.
They're all like physicists
and
stuff.
Language.
Yeah.
Are they from another planet or what?
No. They're very intelligent. The three main characters are doctors, a physicist.
It's kind of like us, kind of like our show.
Yeah. Super intelligent.
Funny story I got to tell you about yesterday. I got a phone call from my buddy, the junior welterweight champion of the world, boxer Tim Bradley.
Oh.
And he very well may fight Manny Pacquiao in May. And at the end of the conversation, we talked about a half hour, I asked him, I go, where are you? What are you doing? And I remember he makes over $1 million a fight now. He says, oh, I'm home. He says, I don't fight again until February. And he goes, my wife said it'd be good exercise. She has me painting the house. He's the welterweight champion of the world, makes $1 million of fighting. He's up on a ladder painting the house.
Because his wife told him to.
Because his wife told him to.
Cat whip.
Oh, unbelievable. I can't believe it. The Office, which is so bad now without Steve Carell, you can't even watch it. Anybody watch it now?
No.
A couple episodes, yeah.
NBC wants to make any money any way they can, so they're actually selling Dunder Mifflin copy paper.
I saw that.
You go to NBCstore.com, $9.98 buys you a ream of 500 sheets of Dunder Mifflin copy paper.
Yeah, and you're getting reamed. That's about $1.50 pack of paper.
Exactly. Unbelievable. See what he did there?
Yeah.
That's humor.
Yeah. Thank you.
To the capital H. And finally.
Oh, man.
Drop the phone.
What does Obama mean in Japanese? Is it big bully, little beach, bad dog?
No, this is just wild guessing. What do you think, Tina?
I'm going to go with little beach.
I'm going to go bad dog.
Little beach.
Bad dog.
Japanese Obama means little beach or small shore. And I can only say, arigato gozaimasu, sayonara!
He speaks Japanese. I didn't know that.
No.
Why would you name your kid Little Beach? I don't know that I get that. Mike Evans, Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Let's just talk about them. What do you say?
Oh, that was his last name, though. That's his last name.
So it'd be Barack Little Beach.
Yeah.
I'm still calling him Little Beach. I don't know that I get it. Thompson Price is in the business of remodeling kitchens, bathrooms, and home entertainment rooms. They're really good at it. Really good at it. They don't work for nothing. You want a $4,000, kitchen? They can't do that. You want to do it right? They can do it. You don't want to overpay? They can do that. You're not going to overpay. You're going to get your money's worth. There's a misconception that some people have that they can't afford to have it done right. They can't afford to have Thompson Price. I saw their showroom. I can't afford. You don't know that. You'll get a bid. Get a quote. You don't know. Maybe you can afford to do it right. Maybe you'd be better off to wait 6 months or a year and do it the way you want to do it instead of settling for something else. Now, here's the other thing. This squeegee thing. They're selling squeegees like crazy. They're not a squeegee store. This is just a fun thing that they stumbled on last year. Tom Price found these squeegees, and he said, look, if your listeners want to come in and get a squeegee, they're $25. Let them have them for $15 because they're AM and the PM. Boom, they were all gone. So he ordered more this year, and he's selling those. There's still some left. Get in there and get yourself a beautiful squeegee. Now, we have had squeegees for as long as we've had a house with a shower because my dad drilled it into my head when I was a kid. Wipe down the shower. Don't leave the shower wet. And he was right when he said, if you don't, then over years and years and years, you're going to get mold behind that tile. And we did. And the shower wall caved in, and there was all mold in there. We had to redo the shower. Ever since I saw that happen, I realized he knew what he was talking about. Wipe down the shower. If you have glass, you're going to have horrible water spots and deposits. Squeegee that glass off. These squeegees are so beautiful, you should hang them on your Christmas tree like ornaments. They're gorgeous. They're chrome or brushed nickel. And $15, it's yours. Or two for 30 or however many you need. Give them as a gift. I find it hard to believe that somebody's going to open a gift and go, oh, another squeegee? And I got to get any other squeegees. It's going to be the most beautiful squeegee they've ever seen. And because your AM and the PM, it's only $15. Other than that, you want to consider this place when it comes to remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. You can start with their website, ThompsonPrice.com. Go to their showroom on Manchester, about a mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. And the rest is up to you. You don't have to live in a house that's dated because of the out-of-date kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home.
Thank you.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, we're wrapping up the evening rush here with a lot of crashes. Eastbound 5570 at Tudor in the Metro East, a crash reported there. Crash eastbound 70 at Grand in the left lane. Southbound on the Interbelt, just south of Isla. The right lane is blocked with an accident there. Slow going as well in that stretch from Page now down to Highway 40. Eastbound Highway 44 at Jefferson, a crash reported. Slow going this afternoon as you make your way out of the city, 40 westbound between Grand and McCaws, and then again between Clayton Worson and Mason and Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound on Highway 70, slow going from 5th Street out to T.R. Hughes. As I said, slow going southbound on 170 north of Page down to Highway 40. Slow going eastbound on 40 between Union Station and the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you slow at Park Avenue. Eastbound on 70, slowing from Grand all the way to Salisbury. Southbound on 270, heavy pockets, Dorset down to Ladue, then again Clayton down to Doherty Ferry. This update is brought to you by IHOP. Try IHOP's holiday hotcakes starting at $4.99. White chocolate chip mint topped with peppermint flakes, pumpkin praline with caramel and pecans, or sweet eggnog cream. IHOP's holiday hotcakes are so good, they just might make your whole holiday. Get in the spirit, make it an IHOP day. From the Golden Oaklanding Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Morning, David Wallstein.
Hello.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Frank Opinion, the afternoon host here, says Billy Crystal's best role, hands down, was Mr. Saturday Night.
That is a great movie. I've probably seen it 20 times. I agree. It is a great role. But for me, his best role will always be on Soap.
The Big 550.
When he played Jody on Soap, I used to sneak behind the bookcase and watch when I was about 6 or 7 years old, while my family was watching it and I was supposed to be sleeping.
KTRS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Leon, and I believe you deserve healthy teeth and gums. At Arnold Dental Arts, our goal is to help our patients reach the best level of craniofacial and dental health that they can. We provide the full range of general dental services for individuals and families, including single-visit CEREC crowns, cosmetic procedures, mercury-free fillings, gum disease therapy, including the PerioProtect system, TMJ therapy, oral surgery, and orthodontics. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff delivers personalized attention in a gentle and caring atmosphere. We strive to improve the overall health of our community one patient at a time. Call my office today at 636-296-6885 and speak to Connie, our scheduling coordinator, about an appointment. You can also visit us on the web at www.arnolddentalarts.com.
The McGraw Show.
The co-founder and executive editor of RealClearPolitics.com, Thomas Bevan. Welcome to Big 550 KTRS.
Great to be here, McGraw. Thank you.
Weekday mornings at 6.
A lot of people say that President Obama's numbers are so bad, there's no way he gets reelected.
The Big 550.
I mean, what's interesting is you look at the individuals polling in these states, President Obama is underwater on his job approval, he's underwater with independents, and yet he's running even or slightly ahead of the Republican field.
KTRS.
From now until this Friday, it's Holiday Fest 2011 from UMSL in support of the Normandy School District and the Pagedale Family Support Center Food Pantry. Please donate non-perishable food, holiday supplies, school uniforms, or a monetary contribution for school uniforms to help families in need. For complete details about Holiday Fest 2011 from UMSL, call 314-516-5291 or email ashley.lyte@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At some stores, holiday shopping is hard.
Hi, I'm looking for holiday gifts, and I need a poor selection of tech products.
You've come to the right place. Our selection is pathetic.
Oh, and the prices on your tablets and laptops are...
astronomical.
Perfect.
But at Staples, we make it easy to find the tech gifts you need. Get the latest in laptops and tablets and e-readers from Nook and Kindle, all at low prices, and all from friendly associates who know what they're talking about. Easy shopping, easy saving. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight at 9 on TV Land, catch Betty White in the season premiere of Hot in Cleveland, followed by the series premiere of The X's, starring Kristen Johnson from Third Rock.
I have a feeling tomorrow is going to be the best show we will ever do in our lives.
Wow.
So you don't want to miss that. Have a great Tuesday evening, everyone. It's Wednesday. Have a great... See, it's too late because he's singing already. I missed the post.
You want to start?
Is there a way to do it again?
No.
Can't do it again. Okay. Anybody want to say anything? We got time. We can talk now. I've already. We might as well just cover the whole thing up.
Tomorrow's the first day.
I got a great story tomorrow. Paul Harris just sent me a story. It's a great story. We'll go over it tomorrow. There's a sheriff in Colorado who's been busted for trading meth for sex with men. He was at one time Sheriff of the Year in the United States, and he's in the jail that has his name. The jail is named after this guy. I mean, that's how honored this guy was as a sheriff. He's in his own jail. It's a great story. We'll do it tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
Would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen... No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope.